So it's very appropriate that we begin with an invocation to the Divine Mother, because we will be focusing next year in the discernment on how do we relate to the Divine Mother, and what is our relationship with the Divine Mother through various lenses, various manifestations in our consciousness and in the world. So, but we're still here in 2021. Thank you all. someone's got to keep me in space and time. Here still in 2021, and we're wrapping up our discernment of the year, which is really has really been an examination and an inquiry into the divine masculine. We didn't really talk about it in that way too often, because you know it seemed distracting, but really that's what we've been doing all year, is working with the divine masculine. We've been working with archetypes of around action and will and intention and service and dedication, and all of these are you know, if we're talking about things in masculine and feminine, that kind of binary, those are all masculine attributes. And it's the abuse of masculine attributes that's got us to where we are now in many ways, got us in both positive and negative ways. We've kind of had an overdose of masculine attributes. So it's been really good to go into that this year and feel the worth and the value, and to redefine those attributes for our experience now, and how do we integrate those attributes into in order to face the challenges that we are confronted with now. Really, a lot of it has been about the responsible use of power. It's, you know, we've been working with attributes like honor, courage, devotion, nobility, and a lot of these, even the ones that are less active that we've worked with, like humility and forbearance and silence, and this month, perseverance, these are all about restraint of power and the responsible use of power. Because we as a culture, and many of us as individuals, are very conflicted around direct action and using power in the world, because obviously we have experienced and understand the abuse of power. And I think one of the keys that's really come out for me this year is a sense of fessing up to our own power, really realizing the power that we have. And instead of retreating to a place of nominal powerlessness, acting as though we do not have power and therefore do not have responsibility, actually realizing the immense power that we do have and the responsibility that immediately comes with that, that is part and parcel of that power. In every interaction that we have with another human being, we have immense power. We have the way that we interact in every interaction, no matter how small, places us and another person in relationship to each other, in relationship to the universe. Where we stand, where we choose to stand, has consequences, has great consequences. And it's not just our external behavior, it's our internal life. Every thought, every image inside, every intention has, honestly, a limitless effect. It is a stone thrown in the surface of a lake, and the echoes reverberate throughout time and space. We are infinite beings, and our power is therefore infinite, and therefore so is our responsibility.